Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith. So stay the fuck out my face, Lord. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put some niggas start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low, but I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke my feet up. Got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We getting real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low.
Everybody, this has been a hell of a time. So tonight we are broadcasting live from a few places. This is just a test run, so please don't kill me. So give me 1 minute. We're going to do our introduction. We're going to do our introduction. I didn't want to put the music on there because some of them trip, and I got to get there. So, bear with me. I was just doing, like, the blast saying we're going live, and that actually went pretty well. I was in the wrong account. I was in the wrong account. Let's see. We got to flip the camera around. Let's do that. There we go. So, if you are my peoples on Facebook, you should be able to see me live now. Twitter, you're next. I decided to go with Twitter, friend, because I know how you are in reference to your Facebook. I mean, into your in reference to your Instagram. I'm fixing my titties.
Yes.
You know, these baths. So you will probably be more prone to go live from. You will probably be more prone to go live from Twitter.
Yeah. If it's anything, I would definitely, you know, once I figure it out or whatever, go live from Twitter. That would be the one social media account that I would like to, you know, experiment that with. In my opinion, yeah.
I am trying.
I
gotta
figure that out though. I'm like, does Twitter have a Twitter?
Yeah.
Live?
So
like,
in order to go live on Twitter, hey y'all. In order to go live on Twitter, I'm thinking that you need to be on a device. If anybody knows how to go live on Twitter from a laptop, let me know. Worst case scenario, best case scenario, you know what? We will definitely go live from. Yeah.
I'm all ears. I'm listening. So.
Live from Instagram. Like I said, let me go ahead and start working these kinks out. Hi, guys. Let me start working these kinks out so when we do prepare. So my partner is on the phone, and we are going to bring him in on the conversation in 2 seconds. Let me see here. Okay, no, that's to add another tweet. Yeah, it's really not going to let me go live, guys. Let's see here. All righty. So how does that sound, co-host? Is that giving feedback or sounding good?
I can hear you pretty good.
All right. There we go. So the people on Facebook, if you guys can hear, let me know. Give me a thumbs up if you can hear. Anybody? I should have actually went Facebook on the laptop, really. That probably would have been a little bit better. But, so we're not going to do Twitter. That's the trial and error of this, because you cannot go live on Twitter on a laptop. You have to be on. You have to be on a device, a different device than what I'm on. So, guys, we're gonna take the show to. We're gonna have Facebook and Instagram, and that'll work out. We are gonna start the show in like 3 minutes. Like, give me 3 minutes, and we're gonna definitely start this show. I just kind of want to get, kind of want to get everything together here. Let's see if we can do this with, I'm always late. I'm going to be late to my own funeral. You heard me? How was your week? Let's start there.
All right, my week was it's just been a grind. You know, this week I just been really just, you know, getting to it as far as my career is concerned. You know what I'm saying? Like, as far as just getting things organized. Like, I basically have like a new kind of system that I'm doing with my real estate. So, you know, I'm just putting my plan together and just organizing, getting on top of my inventory. So my week has been a little boring but productive at the same time, you know. So I'm just, you know, it's just focus. So, you know, so it's like kind of like all the way leading up to this show, it's just like was kind of hectic. So now this is my time to kind of just exhale a little bit, release some tension, you know, talk it up, chop it up with you, chop it up with the listeners. And, yeah, just chill out and have a good night, have a good show. Got me a little drink, you know what I'm saying? It's been that type of day that I had to fix me a nice little cocktail. So I'm just ready to, you know, get at the people and let them know. But how was your week, on the other hand?
Oh, man, my week was spectacular. Definitely got a lot of things. Definitely got a lot of things going and done.
Okay.
So I definitely will not complain about this week. It's been amazing. We got a couple of new things that we're adding. There you go.
Spectacular and amazing. That's two great words. I like that. So, like, you know, that sounds like you're in a good space. That's good.
Okay. So I know that I gave everybody the 411. I'm coming because they logging in and logging out. And this here, so Instagram will only let you upload videos. You can't, I don't know, can't do that from Instagram. I really wanted to do Twitter because I was kind of stoked for Twitter, and I'm not sure why it won't allow me to do, let's see. I am probably because I'm in a rush, right? And I'm like, okay, let's do this. And I don't need to be in a rush. I kind of need to slow down. So, okay. This is location. This is poll. This is GIF. Yeah, it's not letting me go. It's not letting me go live. For some reason. So we have to figure that one out. I don't want to keep everybody on Facebook waiting. I tried to do Instagram, and I tried to do Twitter. But neither one is allowing me to do so. So we are on Facebook. Hello, everybody. I'm sorry for the wait. Welcome to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black. I am here with my awesome co-host, Mo Benz.
What's up, people?
Hey, everybody. So we've been doing this show for well over a year now. We're in over 30 countries, and we're expanding. So we got a couple of new things that are going to be added to the show, and I am excited. Okay, I am excited about the new things that we are adding to the show, like Trippy News. Trippy News is going to be just a short segment where we're going to talk about, I'm going to give one topic, and if Mo has a topic, he's going to give a topic about the craziest thing that he has seen on social media for the week. That is like Trippy. So something that should be fun. Mo Benz wanted to bring news to the radio show for some time now, so I just kind of had to think of a way to make it fun and make it exciting, something that we want to pay attention to, right? Also,
True.
We're going to do business spotlight. for everybody that has a business. I don't care if you're just starting. I actually want you if you're just starting. You're just starting a business and you're trying to get yourself out there, contact me. Hit me in my inbox. Send me the name of your business, how long you've been in business, what you sell, and how the people can reach out to you. We want to promote your business. We want to let the world know, you know, because e-commerce, most people are really, really blooming with the e-commerce businesses. And with e-commerce, you can buy from anywhere over the world. So if we uplift each other, then we can start, you know, taking and reclaiming our time, reclaiming what it is that we need to do. Understand this. McDonald's owns Burger King. Uber owns a portion of Lyft, okay? The companies that thrive and look like they're against each other, you know, that's the game that they play, but we don't understand that game because we're so busy tearing each other down. So as a queen and moving in a direction to uplift people, I am definitely going to start giving you guys spotlight. So every single night I'm going to give a new business a spotlight to say, hey, this is a platform for you. And I definitely want to do that from the start because we should definitely be looking out for each other, okay?
True.
And that's what it is.
That's 100.
Right. My week has gone completely amazing. I got a lot of things done. I finally opened up and I'm starting to do more things from I'm starting to do more things from home. Like, I wanted to get grounded, and that's why I started to focus on doing these shows live, because this is something that I was supposed to have already worked on some time ago. And I'm glad to be able to start coming to you guys live. Okay. I'm sitting down. But, yeah, that's my outfit for tonight, guys. I'm sitting down so you guys can see it. And I need my co-host to please get back on Facebook, right? I've told him already to get on Facebook. And so he will not get on Facebook.
Yeah.
I probably can't
switch feeds.
I've already started this feed with Facebook. I'm not going to cancel that and do another one. We'll just do this one for tonight. Let's see. What else we got coming up? We ordered more equipment for the studio. The studio is coming together. So I'm really, really excited in reference to that portion of what we have going on. I can't wait for the studio to come full circle, and that's going to be the studio for the radio show. And, yeah, I mean, I'm just really in a great place. Vacation is supposed to be next month. Lord knows I need one of those. So we're going on vacation next month. And, yeah, that's it for my end.
That's what's up.
That is it for my end. So, you got anything you want to say?
Well, yeah, all right, I love the platform. This is great, you know, but I'm just, when it comes to people seeing me, I don't know. I just kind of want to be in the background. Like, I feel you, you know what I'm saying? Like, Facebook Live and all that, like, that's dope. But me, I just want to be a voice, you know? I don't really want to just be seen just yet, you know? Like, that's why when I always say, like, you know, on my Instagram, you know, this is my private account, just, you know, be on there, be respectful. And then as you see, you know, even on my Instagram, you know, like, sometimes you might see my face and stuff like that, but for the most part, I'm in the background. That's how I kind of like to be when it comes to social media. Like, I don't want to be all the way out there. Not to say that there's something wrong with that, but, you know, that's just more me. I'm in the background. Like, everybody in this day and time, you know, wants to be seen and, like, you know, everything is recorded and, you know, show yourself doing this and show yourself doing that. I respect it, but at the same time, I'm just, you know, I like, even when I listen to other shows and music. You know, I'm not really a visual person. I can be, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I like to exercise my other senses. Like, I like to let my imagination kind of take place. And I just feel like when you're seeing a person, you know, the imagination kind of, you know, it's not as vivid, you know, because, you know, you're just seeing everything, which is cool. So that's what I'm saying. I don't want to knock it if that's the lane that you want to do. But, like, you know, I would love to just be able to talk to you and you talk to your listeners, and then that way they can, you know, feel you and see you, you know, the way you want it to be portrayed, and, you know, and I'll give you my opinion. What do you think about that?
All right.
I know I said a mouthful. But that's just, you know, that's just 100% how I feel when it comes to that. For now. I mean, I could change, but for now, you know, I like being a voice. I really do. I don't know if I want to let y'all in like that, you know, the listeners just yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know if I want to get that part of me just yet, but that's just kind of how I feel. So, I don't know. The people out there that's in your Facebook feed, you know, what do you think about that? You know, I'm sure you can leave comments and hear my voice and see what you think. I mean, what do you, you know, how do you feel about that? Since we, you know, live on your Facebook feed, you know, what do the people have to say? And then we can conversate from there.
I'm just seeing a lot of people on the page. So what we're going to do, I see a lot of people logging in. And I was still looking, trying to see if we could do the thing. But, guys, we're going to go ahead and get popping on the topic, and we'll go back to talking in reference to my co-host. I'm going to bring that subject back in. I see a lot of people rolling in right now. If you want to call in, 646-787-1839. Also, if you just want to come in on the live with me, okay, if you want to come in on the live with me, then just let me know down here. I'll bring you in on the live with me. The topic tonight is Does Size Matter? Does size matter, people? Does size matter? Size can be penis, vagina, booty, titties. Like, what type of person do you want? Does it matter? I tend to see a lot of people that have a certain type. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got cousins, and one, they always talk to skinny girl, medium girl, or BBW. You know, just different types of women. So I want to know from you guys, like, does size really matter? And is it, like, a thing? You know what I'm saying? Like, let me know. So I'm going to let my co-host go first and explain this right here. I'm going to step off camera for 2 seconds, and I'll be right back. But answer that. Does size matter?
The size matter. Okay. I mean, in reference to my preference, the size matter. I guess I got a preference, so maybe size do matter. I'm all about curves. So curves is what I look for in a size when I come to, you know, looking at a woman, you know. If a woman is slim, I like her to have big breasts. You know what I'm saying? I think that looks nice on slim women. You know what I'm saying? Nice. And the ass don't have to be too big, just nice and curvy. You know what I'm saying? But if you slim, I need some big breasts for myself. So I guess the breast size on a slim chick matters to me. Now, if the chick is a little bit more stout, then I need them curves. I need that, you know, I need that ass to kind of curve a certain way. You know what I'm saying? And then when it's stout like that, then the breast, it's not really a deal breaker for me because, you know, I don't know, for some reason that is proportion to me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess the only person I can describe that has that kind of body that I'm talking about to all my, you know, I guess people that maybe follow the adult industry, like a Roxy Reynolds, you know what I'm saying? Something like that. Or Chanel Hart. Shout out to her. But if you're going to be slim, I need them joints to be like, you know, a nice cup full. Yeah, so that's what I'm into, you know, like curvy women, you know what I'm saying? So, and then size as far as like this whole butt craze with the fake butt, like I'm not into that, you know what I'm saying? I mean, I guess certain people it may work for. Like, for example, I think Nicki Minaj, her butt is probably fake, but I don't know, I guess it kind of works for her, you know what I'm saying? But other than that, I don't really like
fake
butt? You know what I'm saying? No, I don't. I'm saying, what? Say that again. What? No. I'm saying I don't like fake butts. I was saying maybe Nicki Minaj is probably the only one that I'll give a pass to that probably got a fake butt. Obviously, she does. But, yeah, I'm not into the – and you know what really gets me tight. It's like you'll see like a stripper female or whatever, and all of a sudden, you know, nothing's wrong with their body, but because I guess this craze, want to get a fake butt. Like, why would you alter your body? You know what I'm saying? Like, when you don't need to. That part, like, I don't get it. So when it comes to size mattering on that, no, you know, no to like a fake butt. Like, you know, try to get that naturally. Don't especially with all this stuff going on. You see, I saw like a picture online that I wasn't ready for like a couple days ago to just look crazy. It was like a butt implant went totally wrong, and it was like infected, and you know, so when it comes to size on that, it doesn't matter, I guess. And then with breast implants, I'm not even big on that, like altering your breasts and nothing like that. But some women, you know, I guess maybe after they have kids sometimes, or they just want to get it perky again, they'll do that, you know. So every so often, you know, a good breast implant can work, but I'm all about natural, you know what I'm saying? I just get it, you know, get it by exercising and stuff like that. Don't try to quick fix, you know, with me as far as that. So, you know, that's how I kind of feel. What you think about what I just said?
I think that's pretty accurate because, like I said, a lot of people have a particular preference, whether or not it is whether or not it's women, whether or not it's a thing. You know, people have their preferences. Mm-hmm. So here's the thing. Okay, so here's where I was going with this topic. I hear a lot of men. Okay, so. Some men can get away with some things, right? Some men can get away with having a woman taking care of him. Some men can get away with, you know, cheating and their woman not leaving them, you know? And it's not something that everybody can do. And I think that there are certain men that feel like, you know, oh, because they can do something, somebody else did it, they can do it, right? But you see Jordan dump, you want to go out and you feel like you can dump like Jordan, right? Everybody want to feel like they can do certain things. Here it goes. Listen. Listen.
What's up?
Everybody is not able to do what somebody else do. Like, me, I've had a big butt my whole life. So I've gotten a certain amount of attention my entire life because of my big butt, right? Here's how this plays out. Fellas, size matters, right? And I'm going to give you some info tonight that you probably never knew about. Ladies, I don't want you to kill me, but this is for the sake of this conversation. A woman will get with a man with a small penis, right? Because he has a lot of great attributes about himself. But she's going to cheat.
Okay. That's how it's going
so
down.
So do what she do because, you know, she want to feel that. And once you have felt a big penis, ain't no going back. Ain't no saying, you know what, I just had it at one time. I don't need it again. You know, we don't have to do this no more. There's no such thing. Once you have felt it, you're going to want that spot to be touched. You're going to want that spot to be touched. You're going to want to feel it again. So, women, we just, you know, if we're going to cheat, we cheat, you know, we cheat better than men. My thing is I'm not going to enter a relationship that I feel like I got to cheat.
What? I don't want you to lose your train of thought. Elaborate on that. When you say women cheat better than men, like how so?
Because men tend to get reckless. Men will follow a certain routine, and then they'll just do something different, you know. And you know, like generally he go to work and he come home and he chill mode. You know, the woman don't tell him that he has a specific time to be home. It's just the simple fact that, you know, he normally is home. So then all of a sudden you start going out. Like, you start coming in the house late. You start doing other things. A woman going to understand, like, okay, something going on. I don't know what it is. You know, she going to sit back. She going to look. She going to observe. But by the time we say something to a man, he already in deep with the side chick, right? So now, you know, you didn't have your freedom, and he gonna make it seem like it's an issue or it's a big deal because you checking him about going out or whatever. When women do it, they gonna stick to their same routine. They not gonna waver. They not gonna do anything different. They gonna add this in at a certain time of day, and they still gonna come home, cook, clean, and do what they gotta do. It's not always the fact that women are gonna get up and leave their man because he doing something. You know what I'm saying? A lot of women feel like, you know what, I got a lot invested in this situation, so I'm just gonna do what he doing and let that be what it is. So, you know, it's just women have the sense to do things a little bit different. Nowadays, men don't care. And if the men do care, the side chicks don't care. The side chicks don't respect what a man has going on as far as a family or whatever the case may be. So the side chick is going to be, you know, all in this chick business and telling this chick this and telling this chick that. And, you know, it's just how it works right now. So, you know, it's kind of. And that's why I say if you're going to do something, do, you know, y'all get to understand it. These folks are creating STDs that you can't get rid of. These folks are trying to do everything that they can to cause an epidemic in one way or another. So keep in mind, like, be careful about what you do. That's why I went with that. But I see men, like, talking about women investing in their dreams. You know, I see men talking like true bitches, right? Like, you know, I haven't found anybody that is going to support my dreams and my goals. Bitch, suppress your own dreams and goals, okay, brother? Like, come on. Like, y'all always throwing up the fact it's 2018. But yet y'all want a woman that's going to go to work, come home, cook, clean, suck you up, do whatever it is that she got to do for you, right? But that's like old days, old school stuff. But when this situation, y'all contour the situation to fit what y'all want to say. You know, oh, it's 2018. Women taking care of men. Listen, the reason I'm an asshole on my Facebook page is because, like most men, they see, okay, she got it together. She doing this. She doing that, right? I attract needy men, okay? I don't think I'm ugly. You know, I got a bag and fix my teeth, you know? Like, I'm okay. But I don't need nobody that bad that I'm going to take care of a grown man. Like, I still stand on the foundation and the fundamentals, you know, and I'm not knocking nobody that do what they got to do, you know what I'm saying, or do what they feel is right. But, you know, the foundation that I was raised on, you know, I still hold true to that, you know. So I'm not about to be taking care of a grown man. If you come into my table, you need to have your own. And I'm going to have my own, and we're going to incorporate what we're doing. I don't need no Build-A-Man, okay? This is not Build-A-Bear Workshop. If you ain't got your shit together, we can be cool, we can be friends, but I won't take it no further than that, okay? If you working on you and you giving me, I'm trying to get me right, I can assure you that I'm not going to try to convince you that you should rock with me. Listen, do what you got to do, brother. I salute you. I don't look at you no different than what it is, but that's why I changed up how I was communicating with people, because it just seemed like I was attracting needy men. So guess what? When you jump in my inbox and I say, listen, y'all, stay out of my inbox, but I need my inbox, so I turn it on because I got to talk business or something like that. And then once I turn it on, y'all back in my inbox. So guess what? I got a whole spiel that I got in my clip tray, and I go to it, and I copy it, and I paste it there and send it. Listen, if you want to be in my inbox and your conversation is very boring, okay, what you doing? Oh, I just got off work. I give the fuck, okay? So if you can't talk to me and have and make sense, look, you're going to pay me for my aggravation. You gonna pay me for my time? Go on, send me some money to my cash out. I done heard every excuse. Guess what? I just simply ignore you. You keep messaging me, I'm blocking you. Yes, you're gonna pay to talk to me, cause I'm not in your inbox. I'm not bothering you. I go on there and do my thing. It's a couple people that I talk to, on Facebook, and those people, you know, I've been talking to for some time, and that's just what it is, like. The thirst is real. And you have to think, like, when you really, really, like, that person that comes along, he gonna have the size, right? So I have a tight. Let's start here. And okay. size does matter, like I said. I prefer my man taller than me. I will, and I have dated a man my same size or a tad bit shorter, but I'm telling you my preference. Size matters. I prefer a man taller than me, okay? I prefer, okay. like, it don't matter as far as, like, whether he's slim or medium build. You know, I'm okay with that. Okay. I can't do nothing with, you know, nothing past a medium build man. Like, that's for real. Okay. You want to co-host this with me? You got something to say? You got something to say?
What's up, little man?
You got something to say? He had that cooing and talking phase, man. So he talk all day. Penis wise, like, okay, don't get it twisted, like, and all understanding. I don't want nothing that's pissing on their own balls. I can't do nothing with you. I just can't, you know.
Okay.
It's a spot, right. You know, in the woman's vagina that has to be touched. And I wouldn't want to be that person that is, you know, I'm not a cheater. You know, and I take pride in that. I'm not a cheater. That's not what I do. And like I said, God ain't going to send... The universe ain't sending nobody my way with no small penis talking about this is who you're supposed to be with. Cause what's understood and not be said, it's already written in the books. Okay? It's already done. Yeah, size for me definitely matters. He don't have to be hung like Donkey Kong. He don't have to be, you know, ridiculous. But you know, he ain't about to be no little bitty, itty bitty committee type person. And that's not it. I know I'm thick, and some men don't like thick women. Some men like skinny women, and I'm okay with that. So my preference is just that, my preference, and you know, of course, he got to have a job. But I ain't talking about no, you know, I can deal with a man with a 9-to-5. And I can deal with a man that has to get his cheese together. But you need to at least be making $40,000 a year. And that's not even bad. Like, you know, $40,000 a year is really no money. That's like maybe $18, $19 an hour. But, you know, that should be comparable to you being able to be in a relationship and hold it down. And we do what we do. I can't do nothing with nobody under $40,000 a year, and that's just what it is. You may have your dreams and things together, but I already went through that phase in my life, and I wish you luck, but you're not for me, you know? So, you know, I'll be patient. That'll be me settling, and I'm pretty sure no one will want me to settle. So, yeah, that's me. Size definitely matters. So, Facebook... For the people that are in, ain't nobody typing nothing yet. Everybody just in here, in and out, back in and out. Does size matter to you guys? I want to hear from you guys tonight. Does the size matter? Whether it's the booty size, the penis size, you know. So one thing I always wonder, what is up with the vagina size? Like what was that? Like, some people, like, I heard men say they don't want nobody with no super tight cat. I heard men say they want something gripping their skin. Like, what's up with the size?
The vagina size?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you do got different vagina sizes. This is an interesting topic because, you know, I guess it don't get talked about too often, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you got to really analyze it. And, you know, I don't know, women's parts, it's not like it's, I guess it's probably easier for a female to analyze a man's, you know, private part than vice versa. But so if I'm going to keep it all the way live, yeah, you definitely got different vagina types. And you got the one kind of vagina that's like a, how can I describe it? I guess certain people describe it as like, what is it? Like roast beef. We ain't got like the kind of like the roast beef kind of lips to it.
Ew.
When it's like thick,
yeah,
like that, huh?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's interesting to me because I always think that's like appealing in a way. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm kind of turned on by that. I ain't even going to lie. And then you got some that's smooth.
Wait,
what's
what
up?
Did you just say?
I'm kind of turned on by that. I am. In a freaky way, I am. Not when it's like, you know, it's a female, so don't get it twisted. Don't, like, switch it up and be like, why is that? But that's just me. That's my preference. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I gotta, you know, like, sometimes that, like, turns me on. Like, that's that camel toe. You can see a camel toe sometimes through a female's, like, and it's a turn on to me, like, all right, like, I wonder what she dealing with. I ain't got a lot. But then you got the smooth tights where it's like really no, it's not like a real established clitoris, I guess, you know, you would say. Like, it's like real just smooth and, like, you know, so that's always been like a interesting topic for me. Like, how does women's vaginas just develop differently? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just interesting. Because
what you mean it's smooth and not developed? Like, it's developed. She just ain't.
What I'm saying is, I didn't say not developed. I said smooth and it's, what? Pardon me if I said that. I didn't mean to say it that way. I mean, like, it's a smaller clitoris. Like, it's not really, like, out there like that. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of just a little bit more proportioned to, like, it's hard to explain. You know what I'm saying? You can tell me better because you're a woman, but I don't know if you're looking at other women's vaginas like that to really analyze how your vagina would look to another person's vagina. But from a guy's point of view, you know, I've seen different types of vaginas, and that's what I see. Some is like real, you know, like I said, some got like, the only way to describe it is like I said, like the, and most women for some reason get turned off by that. When they say, ooh, she got like the roast beef vagina, it's like, like women, like, you know, but what is a woman supposed to do if she got that type of vagina? That's just like, put it like this. What made you, when I said that, what made you react that way? Let's get all the way real. Let's real talk.
Like, when a woman got the roast beef vagina, that means that she has a lot of experience.
You saying it can't come out like that from jump, though? Like, why? It's got to be experience, you know?
No.
So you saying it's swolled up like that to make it get that way? Because I don't know. You put me on to some new stuff. I don't think that's the case. You think so, though? Really? You think it's just swolled up like that?
She even ran through
it. You think so?
Yeah, man.
So,
for the hanging, yeah, that's...
Not when it's hanging. What I'm talking about, like, when it's, like, there, but I ain't saying it's, like, wide open. It just grips, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. I got that. But then, look, like I said, when you really get, like, a virgin or, like, somebody that ain't... You know, that hasn't had that, you know, it do grip you a certain way until you get it to, you know, to fit, you know, your package, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know. That's just in my opinion, you know what I'm saying? And just from my, you know, experience and stuff like that, that's great. You know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong. I love that. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, it is different sizes to different vaginas. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. I'm turned on by it. Like, I guess I'm just different. But and also too, like when it comes to, like, I like smooth. When it comes to, like, pubic hair, like, in women, I like smoothness. But sometimes I like that kind of, like, let that thing grow down there a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Get that 70s style bush, like, happening. Like, I digs that, you know, but keep the lips, like, keep that smooth, but, like, you know, have that bush down there a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that used to be the sexiest thing to me when I was a young dude, you know what I'm saying? When I was, like, a young, I'm talking about a boy, and I just be, like, at, like, a beach or, like, at a pool, and I see a grown woman, I just see them, like, hairs coming out, like, I guess I'm, like, I'm getting, like, a little too maybe raw, but I'm just taking you into, like, the mind of me, I guess, growing up. You know what I'm saying? Like, all you see that, like, a grown woman, you just see all that, like, hanging out like that, I used to just be like, damn, you know what I'm saying? I can't wait till I get to that age where I can start tearing that thing up. You know what I'm saying? So that's me. So, yeah. So I guess vagina sizes do matter. And then when it comes to just, like, it's funny, too, how, like, different women, the size of them, you can hit it a little differently, you know, in different positions. Like a little slim chick, it seemed like you can go deep. Like, you can just go way deep in it. And, like, because they, like, slim, you can kind of, like, contort their bodies all types of ways and really just get deep. And then...
So what about a thick chick?
So, now, thicker chicks seem like you can't get as deep as the slim chicks for some reason. You can't get as deep. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but you can hit them spots on a thick chick. Like, a thick chick, I got to turn her over, and I got to just get it from the back, get up in there, and just, like, pound it out like that. You know what I'm saying? Or, like, another way to really pound out a thick chick is, like, you know, get her on some missionary. You got to, like, my homeboy used to call it the nautical boat, where you put, like, one leg up, and you kind of, like, just get that angle in there so you can just beat it at that one spot. You know what I'm saying? And just go ham like that. But then a little slimmy, it's all tight. Like, slimmies is different because slimmies, you know, they can ride. You can just, you know, you can kind of just control it. You know what I'm saying? They can get on top. And if she got some go about her, you know what I'm saying? She get on top. And then, you know, if a woman got some go, like when she get on top and she, like, put her hand on your chest and then she just contort her hips and, you know what I'm saying, she know how to get you to work her spot. You know what I'm saying? You ain't even got to really do too much. You just got to lay there. She just, like, with her, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like she giving you a lap dance, but, you know, but the real thing, you know what I'm saying? So that's that. And then with a slimmy, like I said, you could just, they so slim, and that's why I said they got to have some meat. Like, that's why, see, I'm getting all into it when it comes to this topic, I guess, with the size matter. Because the real said, if she's slim, she got to have them titties, like, you know what I'm saying? Because she's so slim, I need some meat, you know what I'm saying? I need some, and then I like to, like, when I'm hitting, like, a slim chick, I like to see that. I like to see them jiggle, you know what I'm saying? Up and down, bloom, 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 bloom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's with me. But a fat ass, you know, like, that's just back shots. Like, you just want to just get some back shots off of that thing. Like, you just want to, like, look, bend that thing over. You know what I'm saying? Let me see what that arch looking like, you know? So, yeah, so size does matter on that, you know? So, and then you got the tall Amazon-type chicks. You know what I'm saying? Like them, the big body benzos. You know what I'm saying? I like something like that too, like a big Amazon, like six foot. You know what I'm saying? 6 footer with the just curves. Just, you know, when she walked, that shit just bounced all, you know, from top to bottom. It's just rocking. And don't let her have heels. Heels is another big thing. I'm like a big time fetish when it comes to heels and boots. Like, you can have nothing on but just them heels, just them boots. And that's just going, because that's just going, like a horse. You know what I'm saying? Y'all women like a horse. So, boom, you got them boots, you got them heels on, standing stout. That's what it do. So, size matters when it comes to that with me. So, that's that. What up, Facebook? To you, Facebook people, I ain't, you know. Like, you know, what people saying? Like, what
I guess they looking at my facial expressions.
I just tried to break it all the way
That's
down.
That's the one thing I can't hide is my facial expressions when we start doing this live here. You know, I'm between Periscope and looking at you like you. What?
Yeah,
you know?
Like. Yeah, so I don't know, man, but y'all was just when you were saying that ran through. I guess that could be the case. I never really, cause you can tell when a chick ran through when it's just like you can't even feel it. Like you all up in there, like damn, this shit is like. But when them shits is
that don't mean
like
nothing,
nice,
cause they stuff that you can tie yourself up. You know what I'm saying? It's just appearance. Like listen, okay. So when you are a little girl, you know what I'm saying, your stuff is intact. And, I mean, yeah, it grows different and it looks different. Like, your clit can be bigger. Your clit can be, you know, smaller. It can be higher.
But you feel me
lower
on that one. You feel me on that. Like, women's, you know, it'd be different sizes with that. You know, and that ain't got nothing to do with being ran through. That's just different sizes, right? I mean, you feel me on that. On that point.
No, because...
No? Okay, well, you're a woman, so you may put me onto some stuff.
I don't know about that.
That's just like
that.
Saying all men have like the same dick size, though. Ain't that the same thing?
No.
Right?
That's not
no?
like. No, I've seen a share of vaginas in my life, and that
okay.
is all.
That's what's up. Shout out to you, my lovely black. Shout out to you. I like that.
That's not a good sign.
Okay. But what you was about to say? I want you to know your train of thought. Where you was going with that?
You fucked me up. You know, I mean, yeah. You went far. You went left. So I'm gonna give this up. Okay, let me give this up because I still was trying to find out how to go live from Twitter. And
you were so good. Term with that live. That's what's up.
I was. So, Facebook, y'all doing y'all thing? Hold on. Make sure I ain't showing no cleavage. All I got is people, all these damn people joining, and ain't nobody. Yeah, y'all
everybody,
hear
everybody
what
scared
is?
To comment? Comment, talk, man. Talk to me, man.
Yeah.
talk back.
They probably as mind blown as I am. Like,
what's up, man?
With the things that he's saying, it's crazy, ain't it? Okay,
yeah,
there you go.
Wrong with it, man.
Yeah, that was a little too rough. No, I might need to, yeah, see these. You got it, girl. Hey, Odyssey. Oh, wait, did these just start popping in here for some reason? Oh, okay. So yeah, I don't know. For some reason, they wasn't showing me the comments. Okay. I had to swipe, and then I seen all of these comments that I didn't see. So, sorry, guys. Maybe I'll keep that in mind, but Facebook wasn't showing me any of these comments that just popped up on here. So,
oh, so you did get some comments then.
Yeah. They were saying size don't matter if you know how to work it. Listen, I've heard that too. But, yeah, no. So.
Yeah, because remember, it is about a rhythm, right? I mean, it's that chemistry and that rhythm that you get with somebody. You know what I'm saying, right? I mean, that's why I said, like, to me, if I'm attracted to a certain female, it don't really matter her size because that chemistry going to be there because I'm already sizing her up, you know? So I'm sizing her up to see, like, how can we – it's almost like a fight. Like, if you're about to get into a fight with somebody, you're going to size this dude up. Like, damn, all right, what angle can I get to, you know, to get the upper hand? You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing when it comes to, like, a female or that for me.
And, I ain't going to put my mouth on nothing that look crazy.
Well, that's true too. That's true too. You really gotta be special, you know what I'm saying? Or, you know, some for me to be, you know, get all like that, you know what I'm saying? But some women is just like, you know, it's
a thing that I always tell women to do.
What's up?
What I'm talking about.
What's that other name?
Send me a vagina picture. You got him.
Say that again.
I make a woman send me a vagina picture. I done been surprised
before. A vagina picture, huh? You got to analyze that shit before.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, send me that.
Man, listen. It was this chick. Bad as all I know. I mean, I was getting crazy money. And I wanted her.
Okay, I like that.
You
wanted her.
Let me tell you something.
How it went down. You know, how it happened. How you pull that.
My sister say she hear you, but she ain't got no comment. Hey, sis. Did you see my expression? I was like, oh, shit. No, okay. So listen, this girl was bad, right? She was beautiful. And I said, send me a picture. She sent me a picture. And she had keloids, like on the
what
top. Like scarred tissue. You know, some women scar you.
On her vagina?
And so I was like, hey, you know, cool. Let me
she
tell
sent
you
that to you. It was on her vagina?
Huh?
She sent you the picture. You said she had scar tissue on her vagina?
On the top of it, like, you know, where you shave at? Yeah. They was in other places. They was on her stomach and stuff like that. It's like,
oh, shit.
Yeah. Man, let me tell you something. This young lady, the size was right. Everything was right about her. This girl had the stankiest, fishiest.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Damn. That's not a good thing.
Probably the only, like she had to know it. And the crazy thing was, when I got down there, that shit hit me. And
Yeah.
But I come to find out, right? I told you that story because when she took the pictures, she pulled her lips back, right? So it looked pretty.
Okay.
That motherfucker looked like a roast beef when I got there.
That's why you said that. So that's why you reacted when I said the roast beef comment. But
ran
I don't know,
through.
Man. That should turn me on. Don't be ran through, man. I ain't gonna lie, man. I like that. That just look like womanly to me. You know what I'm saying? Just see it like
roast beef,
fucking out like that.
Okay, so what are you talking about? The cut-up or the hanging? What are you talking about? Be specific so I can understand you.
I'm talking about the lips. I'm talking about the lips, but not like where they bust wide open. But like if a female, like, you know, like when you just see a woman and she busts it open and you just see them lips like a certain way. Like, I like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that turned me on. Like, that just does. That's just,
me.
That, that's just the essence of a woman. What's up? This is the essence of a woman to me. Like, when it's like, you know, when it's just like thick like that, you could just see it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, that's just, I mean, I don't know how else to describe it. You know, that's it. You know, but yeah.
The color of it?
No, what do you mean the color when you say the color? No, not the
roast
color.
Roast beef. Roast beef is kind of brown and pink.
When I say roast beef, I just meant like not the color of it. I mean, because a woman gonna be pink. You know what I'm saying, right? Like, but you know, just kind of like how, just the fold of the lips a little bit like that, but not where it's bust over. That's like just extra.
Brother,
like, because I know what you're talking about when something's like ran through. Like, I understand that, but when it's just like a little thick down there, I kind of just like that, you know. But a lot of women, like I said, they don't grow like that. You know what I'm saying? It's just different. And it could be just banging just like anybody else, you know what I'm saying? But it just don't get like that. So I don't know. You know.
What's just happening, Travis?
I guess my, you know, that's what I think.
That roast beef ran through, brother. Say no to roast
done,
beef.
Huh? Say no to roast beef.
No roast beef.
No roast beef, huh? So what's your preference? So what's your preference? What does God look like for you? Let's switch it around.
Like, it need to be together. I don't want no roast beef. I don't want nothing hanging out. You know, I just want it to be right. Like, as far like a man, dude, if you're not circumcised, There's no way.
I mean, no homo, but I'm glad I'm circumcised, man. I just I don't even want none of that life.
And y'all got a little size on y'all. And when you, if you know, if you ever get circumcised, you will kill it, because that's all extra meat. That's why you got that size. But yeah, that's a no.
Yeah, I'm glad I'm circumcised. Man, I couldn't even imagine that shit. Like that shit is crazy. That shit is crazy. Like, damn. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's why. So have you ever been with somebody that wasn't circumcised?
Listen, yes, I have.
Wow.
And we were together for a while, but like that was my initial, like my second experience with an uncircumcised man. And after him, I never did it again. But not being circumcised, like he was good, like, but it just still turned me off. So I would always bring other women in the bedroom and everything like that to kind of give me some.
Don't lose your train of thought, but did he tell you from jump, or did you just have to find out and be surprised?
Just find out. Most of them don't tell you.
Right.
They just be like, be surprised, and whip it out. Like,
and what about this? I don't want to get too, you know, too in-depth, but the people probably just want to know. So, like, did you go down? You know what I'm saying? Like, did you,
yeah, I mean, I was with him for years. So,
okay.
I think, like I said, he kept himself up. You know what I'm saying? He was older, so he kept himself up. But most people don't keep themselves up. You know, most people don't pull it back when they pee and wipe it off. And
you would have to
do that.
You would think so. Like, what the fuck?
Don't pull it back when they pee, and they just feel like they can wait until they take a shower. But then that shit still be stank because you didn't have to pee just marinating in there all day. Like,
that's gross.
It's like a roast beef
pussy.
That's disgusting. Okay? Same level shit.
That's gross. What I was saying was different. I mean, the roast beef, I think it's just gonna turn people off just because. But that's the only way I can describe it. But the roast beef is probably just the name itself probably just turned people off. But I don't know. I would just have to show it to you.
You know what it is.
With this live, see, like, I would want to go live if I had a certain female that was, like, when I'm talking about this, they could just bust it open for me. I'd be like, look, go to my live right now, and I'm gonna show you what I'm talking about. See, that's what I want to say live. You know what I'm saying? When I go to live, I want to come with something like that. Like, okay, you know what I'm talking about? You want to know what I'm talking about? When I say, this is what I like.
I ain't playing no parts in that.
I just want to be in it.
So listen, guys, trippy news. Ta-da. Check it.
All
right. So you guys know the Tekashi 6ix9ine guy, right? The clown that's just always, you know, trying to get attention.
He made a name for himself in these last few weeks. Yeah.
Okay. So this guy, white guy, which he's probably not going to do any time for it, he was a video that a young girl posted. She was 16 years old when they had sex. Now, here's the thing. Everybody's like, oh, da-da-da, you know, he had sex with a minor, okay? Now, the trippy part to me is that this little bitch posted a video and said, for me, it's okay if I had sex with a grown man, but for him, it's illegal to have sex with me. And it's bitches that think like this that got brothers locked up and fucked up because they are not taking in consideration somebody else's livelihood. Trippy news. How do you fellas keep getting fucked up with these underage girls and they putting y'all in jail? Now, here's why he's not going to go to jail. First of all, he's white. Second of all, you know, he's fucking somebody that kind of, you know, got him situated. You know, they all fucking boys. But most importantly, what you don't know is that the limit for statutory rape changes from state to state. There's a map that you can look at. Some states, it's 18. It's very few states, believe it or not, that the woman has to be 18. Some of them are 17 and some of them are 16, and it's a lot that they're 16. And more than likely, they're going to get him off based upon the fact that he could sleep with a 16-year-old because it's not statutory rape. These are things that we don't understand, we don't pay attention to because they pass these laws right under our nose. they don't really, you know, they don't really get into a lot, you know. So only if, you know, you don't get to that age. But even though I don't like him at all, I really hope that he doesn't do any time in reference to this because, you know, I mean, you got women out here that's just raised to be savages, that's raised with no sense at all. Like, if you knew that you were having sex with a grown man, why would you put this man out? People want attention. People want to do things that they shouldn't do for the sake of attention. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God that I can raise my boys the way that I do. But, like, these bitches out here is crazy. That's my trippy news, man. Y'all hoes, calm down. Man, y'all do anything for clout. Calm down, okay?
The trippy news.
Blame. It ain't got nothing to show for it once it's over with. Calm down. Calm down.
Yeah. Shout out to that Fifi song. I kind of like that. The joint with Nicki Minaj. Yeah. That's the first song I heard that I liked.
I did too. I like that one.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I kind of like that. Yeah, and the 50 song "Go Get the Strap." I think he on that. That's kind of alright. But that's it. That's the only two songs I heard of him. But I know you know he didn't get popular quick. But he's like a troll. You know what I'm saying? I noticed he do stuff to get attention. You know, so yeah, that's what's up. What else you got on the trip? What else?
That's all I have. You got something to see that was crazy?
Trippy news. Let me see. What do I got? Shout out to Power. And I'm kind of mad at my wife because I'm gonna just take y'all into my household. So you know, I've been watching Power from the jump, and then the last episode, my wife decides that it's too violent. She don't want to watch it no more. She just like left me hanging. I'm like, we didn't came this far. Plus, it's like a dude that I've been working with now that I'm on the show. So I've been waiting to see him, you know, make his debut. I think he's going to be on the next episode or whatever. So I'm like, look, man, how you going to just, like, play me out? And then she missed, like, probably, like, one of the best shows ever of Power, which was last week. I don't want to give it away, but look, if you haven't seen it by now, I just got to say it. So you wait, hold on. First off, Ms. Lovely Black, do you watch Power?
No, I don't.
I never seen it before.
I was sitting down with my son and dad about a month ago, and he was watching it. And that was the first time I ever watched it.
Okay. Well, it's a pretty good show. You know what I'm saying? It's like a, you know, a hood soap opera, but it's pretty good. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, the cliffhanger was Kanan. You know, Kanan is 50 Cent's character on Power. And he died, man, and it was interesting because dude Ghost, his son Tyreek, you know, kind of set it up, and it was just an ill cliffhanger. So I just want to say on my trippy news, RIP to Kanan. You know, he had his flaws, like Kanan. You know, if you watch the show, he killed his own son.
He gonna do better, y'all. On trippy news, y'all. He gonna do better. I promise. I promise he gonna do better.
But you know, he was one of those characters that is he a grimy character, but you kind of like, I don't know, kind of just, you know, you just start following him. So, you know, shout out to Kanan, and rest in peace. And Power, I heard these next two episodes are supposed to be really good, so we'll see how that is. So that's one thing in trippy news. Also, too, you know, I keep my ear to the street as far as like adult entertainment. You know, I'm going to try and bring it to you live and direct, especially in this trippy news segment. I'm not going to do a top 10 list this week, but I'll probably have one next week. You know, for everybody out there, you know, especially maybe some new listeners who hasn't listened to the show, I have like my top 10 adult starlets in the game that I'm going to update like every few weeks or whatever. And I kind of do it like the college football standings. You know what I'm saying? If anybody that follows college football, like, if you know, you got to win every week. If you lose 1 week, you could be out. But anyway, long story short, I'm going to be bringing that to you live and direct. But in my trippy news, Chanel Hart, who's an adult starlet, she's coming back to the game. So it's just interesting to see, you know, like, I guess she hung it up for a minute, for a couple months. got away from the life, and, you know, now she's coming back. But I think she's still in her prime, so, you know, it'll be interesting to see what she comes up with. So that's something else that I have in my trippy news. Yeah, that's it.
All right, so let me go ahead and do the business spotlight. The business spotlight is a young lady. I have been following her, and as soon as I started following her on Instagram, I just like her hustle, and I rock with her, Riri. It is her Instagram is Riri Girl 78. That's RIRIGURL78. She has a boutique. Her boutique is Norvay Mac Boutique. That's NORYVA Mac MACK Boutique. Norvay Mac dot bigcartel.com. NORYVAMAC.BIGCARTEL.com. For the ladies, she has all kind of silk bonnets and just nice cover-up things. She has the pouches that you guys are wearing, that the fanny packs.
Fanny packs.
Things like that. You know, it's a cool little site.
Fanny
I checked
packs.
It out. I definitely
bags now.
Make sure you follow her on Instagram, RIRIGURL78. She is out of Florida, and she's doing her thing. Right now she has an offer for free shipping, and, you know, you might want to check it out. She's actually starting to put stuff up for curvy girls. If you go to her IG page, you can see some of the things that she has on the site. She does a lot of promotion, and I haven't seen any bad reviews as far as, you know, what she has going on. So, you know, we want to support, you know, people in their growth. You know, like tonight, this was a growth process. I wanted to do some promotions on a couple of different shows, but on a couple of different networks. But, of course, you know, that didn't happen. So it's a growth thing. Next week or something like that, I'll probably be there. So we want to support each other in our growth moment when we are trying to come up, when we're trying to figure our way. We all going to make mistakes, but you know what? We start paying attention to the people when they start getting the millions of followers, when they start getting the millions of dollars.
And
if we start
come up, yeah.
That are trying to get there, we can help push them along. You know, we can be there for each other. So I'm definitely big. My following is solid. My following is big. And I get to be myself with my followers, and if you're new and you don't know me, you know, you don't know how slick my mouth is, then it may be something that you probably wouldn't get, but I'm me. And so just bear with me. But definitely make sure you follow her, and, you know, in back to the topic of does size matter, you know, we've already concluded that everyone has a certain type of preference and so on and so forth. But I want to say this, and this is not the topic, but it's in reference to the topic. Fellas, like, I need you guys to get on your grown man shit again. And I understand that a lot of y'all wouldn't talk, and then you may see somebody and you mimic the wrong individual. You mimic the wrong person. You're mimicking somebody that don't have their shit together, that you feel like it's okay. Like, I went to this place, and a couple of the dudes was in the same situation, like, you know, no car, no crib, no nothing. And I'm like, you know, in my head, like, yeah, they roll together because this is just how it is. Like, you have to want more with what you're doing. You have to want more with yourself, and you cannot depend on somebody else to make your dreams come true. Because a person like me, I've made my dreams come true with faith and prayer. And those are the two things that it is. So please don't come to me and think that I'm supposed to take care of you, because guess what? I'm looking for a man that's going to be a manly man. I'm looking for somebody that's going to come along and say, oh, babe, you want to go on vacation? Let's go. Babe, you want to go out to eat? Let's go. Because those are things that men do. If you got to say, man, it's 2018, you already lost my interest right then and there. I'm old school. I'm going to continue to be old school. And I've had no problems with getting men that are old school. I've had no problems with getting the men to do what I need them to do. Because if I bring you, and before I bring you into my world, you got to have it together. You got to have it together. Ain't no playing like you got it together. Then you get in my rail and be like, this happened, because real G's bounce back, you know, and it don't take long. And I mean, real quick, I was talking to this guy, right? And
what's
I had this, and he had a job, and so we were like, okay, he was staying, he was, him and he had a roommate, and the roommate stopped paying their rent, so he told me, so he was moving out. I was okay with that. So, you know, he wanted to come stay with me, okay? But then he was, like, trying to play it off, like, you know, no pressure, no pressure, no this, no that, right?
No pressure.
So I let him come, and, brother's Reese, I let him come, and when he got here, you know, he was still going to work, but we had already talked about a particular number. And then when he got here and he was like, oh, shit, you're doing all of this, then, you know, I probably could cut a corner or two. You know what I'm saying? And that's not the case. And I'm like, listen, okay, I will never put you out, but you'll put yourself out, right? And the way that you'll put yourself out is by disrespect, like bringing another chick to my house or not paying your bills. I'm not going to take care of grown men. The thing that kills me is that why do grown men think it's okay to even accept anything from a single woman? Like, that kills me. That's beyond baffles to me, because you should not want to take anything from a single mother. Like, she has to raise kids. These are the same kids in which you guys say we got to do better and this is that and the other. But guess what? They looking at people like you. That's why they're growing up like this, because you a leech, because you ain't got yourself together. So y'all got to do better as men and lead by example. Y'all got to stop going to these women's lives and don't have nothing to offer, and you trying to dictate what go on in her life with her children. That don't work. So the guy got here, and then you tried to change up because you like, oh, this bitch, his, you know, in his head, like, she really, oh, she can afford it, pretty much. I said, don't do that. You're a grown man. I've already worked with you, right? Don't then go and tell me what I got to do. And in 2 weeks, when he got his paycheck, he then still tried to give me what he wanted to give me. And guess what type of chick I am?
Wow.
Take that little money, since you need it so bad, you keep it and get the fuck going. If you do what you got to do, I'm going to do what I got to do. And then everything will work itself out. But the men that are scared to take that leap to do the right thing or to join, you know what I'm saying, to cohabitate, be the men that know that they ain't going to do right. They're the men that know that they don't pay their bills. They're the men that know, you're like, no, that's not an option for me. You ain't going to be a grown man up under me and you ain't paying me. That's not going to happen. You know, like a wet pussy and a dry purse don't mix. That's not going to happen.
What was that?
You getting home cooked meals every single night, damn near, and then it's time to pay a bill and you ain't got it.
Wow.
That ain't gonna happen. How you expect for me to say, oh well, don't worry about it, and I got your back, and one, you know, if I did something like that, I mean, it's going to be a lot of years of me knowing this individual. That's number one. And number two, you ain't finna be around my kids like that. And so if your intentions is not right, you're hiding them, or you're going to still be around here trying to find somebody that is going to settle for a person of your caliber. Like, bro, y'all got to do better with that. Because guess what? You sitting trying to get somebody that's going to settle for your bullshit, and at the same time, you're going to get a settled type lifestyle, because you ain't going to have shit. You're going to be just straight ramble. You're going to have a motherfucker that y'all going to be moving every time you turn around. She's going to be trying to figure it out and make it happen, man. You're not going to get a real boss bitch that is okay with you doing less than. And that's just what it is.
I'm not with that gypsy life.
On Facebook,
you know what I'm saying?
Today.
Moving.
I'm not on Facebook
moving.
Today.
True.
Period. So, y'all that dump in my inbox and all, like, I'm that way for a reason. I'm not on Facebook today. I don't think there's nothing on Facebook for me. And that's just the way that I feel. And I'm not going to change the way I feel. That whoever it is, he's going to have to. What's happening, OB? what's happening, Robert? He's going to have to come in himself and persuade me. You're going to have to work hard like they did back in the day to show me that you bought something, because I don't think it's nothing on Facebook for me, okay? And I'm dead. I got damn near 5,000 of y'all, and damn near 3,000 plus be in my inbox, and it's kind of like it's ridiculous, right? Because you already don't step wrong. Because if I said, okay, why you in my inbox, go ahead and cut me a check, let's have this conversation, you're going to cut that check and say, I got to take you on a date anyways. That would be my test. Mm-hmm. Most people ain't got it to spend it. You ain't got it to spend it, you don't need to be up under somebody like me. So, so leave me alone.
It's not going down in the DMs? Nope.
It's not going down.
No, no.
It's not going down at all. Go find you somebody to play with. Because I ain't with it. Nah. So I hope that y'all can do better as a unit. And we're going to be better. We're going to be better as a unit, man. If I can just help y'all grow, then I will. Make sure y'all follow me on Instagram, The New Miss Lovely Black, the number one. That's THEMIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. Also on Twitter, Miss Lovely Black, the number one. MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. And y'all already on my Facebook. Y'all already on my Facebook. Go ahead, boss. You got to buy 8 minutes. Do your thing.
All right, so we got a little time. So, look, commercial promotion is available starting at just $20. You must provide your own audio up to 60 seconds or script. Also, if you would like to be a feature on this show, Real Talk with the New Miss Lovely Black, M.O. Benz, definitely email me. It's everything's going to be the same across all platforms for me. So that's Mo Binns, and I spell M-O-B-I-N-N-S, and that's at gmail.com. You know, so once again, that's M-O-B-I-N-N-S at gmail.com. You should email me if you even want to be a feature. Also, check me out on my social media. At this moment, I only rock with two social medias. So that's Instagram. But as always, I say this every week, keep it respectful. You know, that's like a window into my world. But definitely check me out on there. It's the handle is M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And if you just want to get it popping, like you want to debate or whatever, you know, I always keep it raw on my Twitter. I keep it positive, but, you know, we can go back and forth on Twitter all day. And that's also M-O-B-I-N-N-S. And, yeah, you know, that's it. That's it. Check me out on Tinder too. You know, sometimes I might slide through my Tinder joint.
Don't check him out on Tinder.
I'm just playing. So, but yeah, those are the social media that I'm on, and it's been an interesting show. Your size matters. We broke it down for y'all, man. Size matter. I guess it's your preference, you know? Your preference matters. That's what it boils down to.
That would have been a good one for baby mama. She just joined. Does size matter? Listen, back in the day, I couldn't take no big penis.
Mm.
And she always talked shit to me. And she told me that my coochie was childish and that I needed to grow up.
Okay. So what was the breakthrough? How did you break it through? How did you, you know, what was the turning point? We got a couple minutes. What was the turning point?
It was like, what's so special about a big penis? And I got one, and then I realized, oh my God, I love it, and I could never go back.
Mm. Okay. Somebody just had to kind of come in and just lay it down one time.
Mm-hmm.
Let you know how it go, huh? Okay, that's real talk. That's all it take, I guess, you know, that one person, you know, you get that chemistry with. you know.
Yeah, ain't no
for
going
females.
Back. Once you done had something, yeah, ain't no going back.
What's that black snake mode, huh? Catch that
mm-hmm.
feeling. Okay. Okay.
That's why I'm be.
That's what's up.
You know, listen. The thing about this is, I don't know why I mentioned this earlier. Men have mastered the catfish of the penis picture. Mastered, okay?
Catfish. I never even really thought about that, but
and
I guess I could have.
Right. It was this guy that I was talking to, and he wasn't here. And so he had sent me this one picture, and I was looking at the picture, and I'm like, okay, but he had mastered this angle, so I was like, no, send me some more. So he was like, don't be greedy. Don't be greedy. Try to make everything up to mine. When I see you can take your own pictures, da-da-da. I wasn't convinced on which direction I wanted to go with him because I'm like, why would you only send me one picture with one angle? Like, you know, so I wasn't convinced that he had size on him. I'm like, okay, you know, I'm a size type girl. I really wasn't convinced. So I talked to him for like 2.5 months, right, over the phone. But I wasn't convinced that, listen, I'm telling you, but I wasn't convinced that this was somebody that I was going to kick it with all because I didn't know. Not for me. That's the thing. You got to talk to me on the phone. But you gotta,
you gotta show me that you're consistent
with me having your attention. And if you can't talk to me on the phone, you won't win me over. And I'm gonna drag us meeting out on purpose because I want to see if you are gonna be consistent with me and you. So, finally met, and I didn't see it that day. About the third time
that.
I met up with. The third time I met up with him,
okay.
I said, damn, what, you going to let me take my own pictures? So I had took him out to lunch that day, right? I'll do that.
Yeah.
So he had did something for me, and I appreciated it, and I didn't ask him to do it. He volunteered, and I appreciated it. So I was in his area where he worked at, and I took him out to lunch, you know what I'm saying, to show my appreciation.
That's
what we got finished eating, he said, yeah, you can see it. When I tell you that motherfucker was so small, okay, I was holding this bitch with 2 fingers, taking the pictures. And I was doing it on purpose because in my head, I'm like, wait till my best see this bullshit, right? We had already talked about it. So I'm holding it with 2 fingers, taking the pictures of it. I'm like, he's sitting there licking crazy to me. It ain't all the way hard yet. I said, okay, you attracted to me. I know I can get him all the way hard, right? I get this motherfucker all the way hard. That motherfucker's still short. I said, nigga, you more than likely pissing on your balls, you know? And he was like, no, hey, Greater, hey, Jarvis, B.O. I said, dude, you pissing on your balls. And he said, what that mean? And I ain't even answer. Like, dude, you pissing on your balls on hard. There's nothing that this coochie can do for you. You are going to drown, okay? Fellas, if you got a real bitch like me, I'm not even finna let you get yourself in this position to think that you finna stick that little shit in me, okay? Okay, you gonna have to stick that bitch in my booty hole, because I'm gonna drown the fuck out you if you got all the 2 inches to 3 inches of dick. If you pissing on your balls, I ain't finna play with your time or mine, okay? No. You'll be the back door bed. Like,
wow.
That's all that I can label you as, like, okay, come on, stick it in my ass. Like, what else am I going to do with it? I can't suck it. What am I going to do? I can't deep throat the motherfucker. Y'all, we got 60 seconds. I had fun tonight. I got into it after all the technical difficulties. You cracking up. You stupid.
No, it was cool. After we got past the technical difficulties, you know, we got it in, you know. Let this topic go.
So every Sunday night that we do a show, I will be streaming live from Facebook. Y'all know I don't stream live from Facebook a lot. I don't do a lot of streaming, but I said that I'm going to start back doing streaming. So every Sunday, Facebook will be right here, same time, same place, 90 minutes, Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Vins. If you got a business, make sure that you send me your business information to my email for Facebook. Send me your business information, and we will highlight your business on the show. Thank you to all of the places. We have people all over the world tuning in. So 30 countries in counting. I appreciate your love. Thank you, guys. Consistency is key. Never give up on your dreams. Stay focused.
Hustle harder. Hustle harder. Till next week.